that salvation can be seen in the life of we, the carrier of Christ, without evidence of this Jesus. And that's why I stand today to testify to the glory of God in our own life, in my own life. My younger sister, our last one, was pregnant some months ago. And suddenly I was praying. I said, God, if it will, if it please you, will you show to me everything I need to know? And a few months later, the Lord spoke to me. And I told her, I said, God said, the Lord of hosts, you are going to deliver at so date. And then she called me a few days ago. I couldn't see her face, but I could hear the sound from her was full of laughter. She said, I gave birth exactly the day that the Lord said. And we clap for Jesus in one testimony of Jesus. I told her something. I said, there is no way you can take your nation without taking your family first. Because if your family cannot attest to the fact that God is in your life, it will be difficult for nations to believe. Because the journey of nations starts with the journey of you. Because you are a nation. And when it comes to you, it comes to those who are around of you, who are also part of the nation. And then the Lord will spread it out to those who He has chosen to be a partaker of inheritance. That's what the gospel news is all about. I'm so blessed with this teaching, and I know by the grace of God there will still be more time for the evangelists to share more insight into evangelical mission that the Lord has given to him. But isn't it, very glorious that quite few of us, or none of us, could even say, I witnessed this past week. I say glorious because, you know, that doesn't make you not being a child of God. And that's why I want to quickly charge us to understand that there is a salvation and there is a true salvation. And when the man of God said that, I look at it, I said I will not raise my hand. But I quickly try to remember when last did I witness. And I remember it was on Tuesday in my office. And there was a Bulgarian lady. She had missed my meter. And automatically she had to, you know, have problem because summer is very short. And suddenly as she was talking, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw some kind of specific operation. And I told her, I said, sit down, I want to speak with you. And I told her what I saw, and then she began to weep that it's true. And then I said, I want to give you some days to think about what I'm to introduce to you, and that's Jesus. I said, I sense that you've heard about so many gods. He said, yes, Hindu is one of them. I said, well, Hindu is a fake god. I want to introduce to you a God that is alive through Jesus Christ. And then I told her, I said, I don't want you to give me an answer right now that you accept him, but just think about it. That was last week. But this Tuesday he came. She came. And when she entered, she told me that she's ready. And we did a quick prayer, and she gave her life to Jesus. Let's bow to Jesus. Now, the evangelist said, can we do more? Can we do more? Is there more things to do if we are really going to walk in true salvation? And he said, who are you turning up to? Are we turning up to protocol, or we are turning up to Jesus? Because the only thing that makes the change and the true salvation in the life of a man is to have the leading of the Spirit back in such a manner. If you look through the book of John chapter 15 verse 7, the Bible says, if ye abide in me, John 15 verse 7, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So the word of God is the Spirit of God. So for there to be a true salvation, it means that you surpass the level of just having a salvation. Salvation is a free gift. And it is meant for all that open up to receiving that choice. But there is still a next phase. There is still more step to take in order to have a true salvation that can withstand the time. That can withstand the time. The Bible says about Paul. Let's quickly read that. About Paul. From the book of Acts. Chapter 23. Paul said, and looking intently at the council, Paul said, brother, I have lived my life before God in all conscience up to these days. You know, living a life before God means that living life in God, it's not just as the English sound. It means that living life in the realm of God. And you know, the Bible makes us to know in the book of Exodus about the tabernacle and the court. The tabernacle inhabits the place of the sacrifice and also the place of the holies of holies. Even though God is everywhere, there is a position that you can find more of God is in the place of true salvation. There is a place that only the presence of God will unfold the totality or the part of God. For that period, it is in the place of the inner court. But does that mean nothing happens in the outer court? No, something happened there. That's where the incense is burned. That's where the sacrifice, incense of prayers. Prayer is good. All of this thing of the Spirit is good. But it can be prayed in the body, and yet the soul is yet to, you know, to attract the aura of that prayer that will take you into the inner court. So there are deep things, deep blessings that we cannot achieve if we remain just being a Christian. Just being a Christian is a salvation. But there is yet what is called true salvation. The fact that, you know, you go to a bank and you see everybody not in tie does not mean that all of them are bank managers, even though all of them dress alike. But there is going to be specific people that, you know, that run the top management of the organization. And that's because they have the detail, knowledge, understanding of what other ones does not have. Or probably they are satisfied than the other ones. So also in salvation, we have true salvation. This true salvation is the salvation that the power of hell cannot tamper with. Somebody can have a salvation and still be a witchcraft. That's the dangerous thing about salvation. Because salvation that does not move to come to the extent of being true can be polluted. And that's the same as when you are in the court, the outer court, you are open to distraction around of you. And we discussed about soul, body and the spirit a few weeks ago. The body is in the world and it senses what is around of him or her. So, but not until when the issue of our salvation become the issue of salvation on the table of spiritual altar of God, it cannot be said to be a true salvation. Let's quickly see the book of Exodus chapter 25. Exodus chapter 25. From verse 20. The Bible said the cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. Their faces one to another towards the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. 21. And you shall put the mercy seat on the top. What does it say? On the top. So there is a positional thing there. So how do you get to the presence of God? The Lord is going to give you that secret this morning. Because not once you are able to get into His presence, you cannot, understand what it's called, true salvation. So there is always something above. I remember the first time my wife would give me an audience to meet with her. That was 18 years ago. Or 17 years and a half, 2001, thereabout, in Mr. B at Apple Lake. And then, you know, my dad gave me a money. I was to take an exam, a professional exam, I think altogether with a school fee. And you know, that time there is no high denomination that much. I think 20 naira is the highest one, or 50, I can't remember. But then, the money was with me because my parents trust me, so they gave me the money. And then I said, wow, this girl has been fumbling. I need to show to her that I'm loaded. So that was after when we met, and she said she doesn't visit people. And when she eventually said she would visit, she said we should meet at a neutral place. And then when we got there, I said, what would you like to take? She said, Fanta, right? And meat pie. I looked at her, I brought the money out, I put it on the table, it was that huge. But you know, everything has been planned and purported to achieve something. I've thought about what are the good environments to achieve this. You know, when you are taking a lady on a first journey, you don't want to take her to a noisy place. You want to take her also to one of the best, so that you can get her attention. Or let's say a daddy's girl. You don't want to take her where her father friends will be, because she will definitely say no. If she remember, her father is going to flog her. So, you know, what am I trying to communicate here is that there is a need for an enabling environment to get to the top of the sea of mercy. A position. So if you are going to get to God, you must understand that it's beyond just saying that I'm a Christian. There is going to be a cloud and heaven that you must preach through in order to get into the inner court. And the Bible says, in the inner court stand the seven lamp of God. And the Bible says is the seven spirit of God. One of that spirit has appeared to me before in vision of the night. Seven spirit of God. And there is no confusion about it that it's God seven. No, those spirits are unique for the assignment. Those spirits are unique. They are one of the spirit we call spirit of wisdom, spirit of excellence that we've been sharing a few weeks ago. So true salvation does not come by the head knowledge. In fact, the word of God cannot come reality in the life of a man until you get into the spirit of the word. In the spirit of the word is in the court. Inner court, not the outer court. And that's why a witch can preach this Bible. A witch. And that's why you also need to pray to know people you put yourself under, your head under them. Because pastor can also have a spirit of witchcraft and giving you the knowledge of the word. But what makes the difference is that, how do you know a true salvation? In the inner court, the spirit of the word will appear to you, and that spirit will produce results. It will produce results. And that's why I share that testimony with us. There are many testimonies in the family, outside the family, in the university, on this land. I want to share with us that it's also the spirit of salvation, by the true salvation. You know, true salvation, God is the chief of your life. He orchestrates your steps. He guides you. We were doing some evangelical meeting that time with some people from UK, like I told us. And I heard the voice of God spoke to me. Leave what you are doing. Go to Astro Market. I know many of us didn't meet Astro because it has been changed to Lema in those days. And when I go there, I said, Lord, what have you me to do here? And I heard his voice that I should look back at the entrance. And when I do, I saw a woman. And the Lord said, go and pray for her. And in those days, it's so difficult that you believe nobody understands English. But I went according, because the true spirit that is backing, can you show that in that 7 steps? Salvation, Lord, has what we call obedience to the voice of God. Obedience to the voice of God. Either it makes sense or does not make sense, you have to go. So when the voice said, go to her and speak to her, I do not even know what to say. But when I got to her, the Lord opened my mouth. I said, Ma, can I pray for you? And then she said, yes, of course. And she opened her part of her ankle that she just did an operation a few days ago. And that she needs that pain to be subsidized. And I said, I want to pray, but in the name of Jesus. And she looked at me. She said, yes, I can go ahead. And after a short prayer, she said she felt a strain. And then, when I was about going on my way, she said, do I know her? I said, no. She asked, do I watch TV? I said, no. She said, she is the wife of Dentash. How many of you know Dentash? The founder of this country, of Northern Cyprus. The wife of the first president. And then, so many other things went on later. But you know, I share this in order for you to know that in true salvation lies the inside of everyone's life. You know, it marvels us to believe what Paul went through. He went through so many things that we didn't even know that he was in shame when he had the storm in the ship. Even at the shipwreck, he was in the shame. Because he was to be taken to the room in order to judge his case. But before that, let's look at 23 of that heart again. The book of Acts 23. And see what happened to the life of this man who have a true salvation. Verse 12, my God. Verse 12 says, when it was day, the Jews made a plot and bound themselves by oath, neither to eat nor drink, till they have killed Paul. This is New Testament. There are people who have made up their mind that they must get you down. But it is not with a man with a true salvation. When a man has a true salvation, it is not only your mouth that do the speaking. There are other seeds that is powerful to knocking the devil down. And that's why the Bible says the seed of what? Man will bruise the head of the serpent. I don't want distraction there. Are you okay? That it will bruise the head of the serpent. And the Bible didn't specifically say what seed. That means that every seed that the Lord had given into us that develop when we begin to pray from the outer court, and we begin to develop to a position whereby we will position ourselves to hear from God, and where the locusts become real to us in the inner court. It is only at that place that we can have that confidence of true salvation that can produce a seed when our mouth has to be shut. No matter how a man is anointed, there comes a time your mouth has to be shut. Because if you keep speaking, at a time the word can become ordinary. Because people do not want to hear the word again. And that's why I showed us the last one, New Testament. There must be a situation that produces solution where people see. So that when the mouth does not speak, the actions speak. Testimony speak. I've had many people say about me in the past. And yeah, it's like he's a man of God. You know, they said it to someone. Some people say it to my face. Some will even say it pretending. But we really still do not understand this and that. I said they can never understand. Because a true salvation is not to a one dimension. It's to the dimension that the Spirit of God would want to produce results. But here, look at it. This man was sought to be killed. But still, the Bible says he was not shaken. He said in verse 16, verse 14, he said, they went to the sheep of, 16. He said, now the son of Paul's sister heard their ambush. So he went and entered the barrack and told Paul. And Paul called one of the centurions and said, take this young man to the tribune, for he has something to say to him. That is the counsel. And you know, nobody could touch Paul. From Felix to the other one, who is also related in the Council of Caesar, and from that to Agrippa, from Agrippa to that and that and that, they were just transferring the case because they said at some point in time that we have seen nothing to crucify this man, to kill this man, to give him a death penalty. True salvation does not mean you have not been involved in a witness, but the enemies will not be able to get you because you are not sitting down there. And I decree in the name that is above every other name, that every enemy that has bent themselves in oaths and decree that until they destroy you, the power of God is coming up to your rescue in the name of Jesus. They must be destroyed. But before that, in verse 11, the Bible said, the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, take courage, for as you have testified to the Father about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome. So, Paul has seen a clear picture that in Jerusalem, no matter how the enemies gather, they cannot get him. Because the assignment of God is, you know, is transferable from that place to another location. So what makes you to be bold is true salvation. Because in true salvation is true relationship with God. And there is no way you are in relationship with God that God will not give you insight of what to come tomorrow. Hallelujah. The insight will come. And by that insight you live. And that's why our daily life must be based on having God in a specific place we can have him. If it has to do with taking all distraction away from us. And that's why I use the boyfriend, girlfriend example when I met with my wife. If you are meeting with a lady for the first time, you want to take her to a serene environment. Is it true? So that you can have a mind-to-mind talk. You want to have Jesus. You want to have him speak to your heart. You can't have him with your WhatsApp by your side. Or your Facebook. Impossible. Yes, you will enjoy him. You can pray to him. You are a child of God. But to get to the secret place. And that's why the Bible says, you know, the measure of the covering of the place of the holies of holies is so thick. If you look at the description in a complementary Bible, you will see that they measure it to be so thick because it must be void of distraction. There must not be a distraction there. Yes, it's true, God is everywhere, but there is a location where God is above every else. So what might happen? Let's see again in the Exodus. There is a place that we must look into, a position that is greater. And 21 says, in that verse 21, chapter 25 of Exodus, he says, "And you shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you." And 26:82 says, "There I will meet with you." Where? Above mercy seat. And he said, "And from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel." Look at that. And that's why when Jesus was praying 40 days, 40 nights, the Bible says that he went to the wilderness. The Spirit of God led him away. There are places we cannot see God, because there are positions where the Spirit of God lies, relying. And we have to get there. So he was led to the wilderness. And the Bible said, specifically about 40. 40 is a time of a period. Either a time of a period of trial, a time of a period of test, a period of anything. And that was the same thing these people say. The Bible says in the book of that Acts chapter 23 that these people who are laying ambush for the life of Paul, they were more than 40. So that means that they were more than the period of time. It was a due time that Paul cannot escape the death. It's true, there are specific spiritual power in the ruling party of darkness that can capture a man because they are so powerful. But yet, with a true salvation, they can't get there. Because they are hidden in the inner place, in the inner court. They can't get there. They can't dare get there. By the power that is the blood of Jesus, I made boast in the name of Jesus. No witch can stay around me and they will not confess. You've seen two of it before. If you do not see it, you've heard the testimony. I told you of one that happened in the church in Kyrenia there, some few years ago. We were praying. She also has salvation. But the salvation is not guided. And I told you that story. I kept saying it because it marvels me in the spirit. It marvels me that the Spirit of God can envelop a man and speak through him. Because a man would have not wanted to speak. And the Lord opened my heart. And the sister was speaking in tongues. And I told her, "Shut up. Because you are speaking from Marine Kingdom." So people from Marine Kingdom can preach this gospel. They can speak in tongue. But the Bible says, by their fruits you know them. Jezebel can preach the word. And that's why everything we have to do as a child of God, if we have true salvation, it must be from the Spirit. The capital letter S. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of the truth. Oh my God. You know, the power of God is a dimension. And that's why when we render that prayer, yes, it is good. In the tabernacle, we have the place of sacrifice. From the place of sacrifice, you go to the inner court. It's good, the place of sacrifice. You sing to God in prayers and all that. You communicate with Him. But where God communicates back to you is not in the outer court. It's in the inner court. Not until you get to that inner court. And you might be saying, what is the benefit of hearing from God? I will tell you, there are numerous benefits of hearing from God. I met with Pastor Adeboye because I heard from God. And I know many people, many Christians want to meet with that man of God. I heard when I went to preach at the place that time that he was coming the following year. And I said it to the few congregation then. That's why I don't despise the little beginning. I said, this is what the Lord said, but nobody almost believed. And the man of God told me the truth. He just sent me a message a few days ago, about 7 days ago. He said he wants to thank God for the God of heaven who rules in our life. Because another thing happened. He said everything that God has said, he brought it to pass. This is a few days ago. And I said what the Lord said. I finished saying it. Also, I feel, why did I say this? But I knew that the Spirit of God has taken over me. It wasn't my spirit. And the Lord brought it to pass. And those who organized the program from UK said, they told them, they said there is a brother who said this. And the man of God said, that brother must be the one to usher in that. And also hold the mic that the man of God will have to use. And do you know, I told my wife of many dreams where I will see myself serving this man of God, giving him all the kind of fruit, physical fruit and all of that. Thank you. But I didn't know that a time will come, it will come to pass. But funny enough, the man of God that organized the program, when he came from UK, he was from Peckham. I've also met with the man of God when I went to UK, the first time I went to UK. Immediately he saw me, he said, it's you. It's you. You have an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. Let's clap for Jesus. He's working. So you might be asking, why do I need to hear from him? Why do I need to know him in the inner court? In the inner court, the Lord will show you a mind of your friend. And you'll begin to laugh. You laugh because you have the privilege to see what no other people see. But the Lord do not give you the right to condemn. It is a bad thing. And that's why if that spirit will grow in you, God must trust you. God must trust you when, you know, that's why many people cannot walk in discernment of spirit and sit there. Because it takes a sacrifice to service the discernment of spirit. When God said, do not sin, you must not sin. If you fail, there is a discipline for it. So true salvation is not just preaching the word of God. It's the reality of the word of God. The spirit of the word of God manifesting. Like the man of God said, you go to preach. Why can't we carry that light outside? You will not even know that the Lord is sending someone to you, but the spirit is seated in your soul. So when people come and the Lord said, this one is for me, you will just open your mouth and you begin to share the gospel news. And you might also say, what's the benefit when I share the gospel news? The benefit is so numerous, and we may not talk about that today. The Bible said, not everyone said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. So that's why we need to understand that salvation is good, is the first step, but we need to go to the level of true salvation. We must grow. Because there are demonic power of the spiritual principalities that we cannot wrestle with without a true salvation. And that's why the son of Sceva was asked that we know the God of Paul, but where do you come from? Because they said they were also preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, we must go beyond just mentioning the name of Jesus Christ. It must be real. That name must be real. The Bible says it's the name above all names. It must be real in power. There is someone on this land, a few months ago, a brother, I needed money to get some things done. And I don't know what to do. I'm very careful when it has to do with money. So this brother borrowed us to build accounts then. And then it baffles me. The brother didn't ask me. It's good to have integrity. The brother didn't ask me about the money. I was the one calling, when will you get this? When will you get this? It's still my account. And by the time I gave it to the poor brother, he said to me, he said, he was not asking because he felt it is safe. I said, glory be to God. That's a true salvation. But then there come a time, a demonic sister attacked that brother and everything he has go down. And everybody said, that sister is a demon, you dare not go near. All the pastors of this land tried. Maybe not all, but I know of three. But they said there are more than that. Three or four specific pastors. Because the lady will tell them, if you come close, I will deal with you. You cannot even get in touch with them through phone. But one day, that was after months, myself and my wife have been praying. When we wake up in the morning, we say, this bride is so nice. Father, let this deliverance come from heaven. And there was a day, the Lord led me when some people came to visit. They discussed about this brother. He will remain in that demonic, you know, operation forever. And I have this spirit of God that comes in a hungry manner in me that, no, not this brother. And I stood up and I pressed my phone to call him. And as I called him, this same lady picked the call. He said, who are you? I said, sorry, I'm Bro Samson. He said, Why are you calling? I said, please let me talk. I've not even told you who I'm calling. He said, you can't speak. Please give the phone to Emeka, let me speak to him. And she laughed. And I said, if you don't, I will curse you. And she said, I can't curse her. And I ran a curse as the Lord inspired me. God can inspire a curse. Because we are talking about possession, not affliction. A possession wants to destroy. A possession, understand that they must destroy you and go to the next phase. Affliction are many things we see around of us. People don't know how they get there. Some way or somehow, they just get God there. And when that thing finished, I dropped the call. I did not even hear what she said. And I told her, I said, I gave you how many months? 6 months. I said, if I'm a man of God, I give you 6 months to be disgraced. That was the word, to be disgraced. And then, few things that some of us do here are the things they do that she did. And she was on an anchor back to Nigeria. They anchored her back to Nigeria. Because the word of God must be fulfilled, because it's coming from the true salvation. But before that, you see, for every word of God, there is a need for the Spirit of God to continue to push it to the next level. Before that month that they sent her off, I met with that man again. And I stopped my car. From a long distance, I saw him. I know it's the Spirit of God. And when I park, I stopped. He's my son and he's delivered now. That's why I'm talking about it. Clap for Jesus. And you can ask. And I stopped and I told him, I said, I love you. It's been a long time. And he began to feel remorseful. And she said, he's very sorry that how he allowed me to be spoken to on phone that time, that he's sorry about. I said, you shouldn't be worried about that. What we should be worried about is that God should perfect. So that word is the word to take it to completion of that lady to be sent off with anchor. And few weeks after, both of them got to him. He called me. He's working now in a very good company. He said, Pastor, I'm now totally delivered. Let's clap for Jesus. He was totally delivered. So not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, Lord. True salvation is a salvation that causes us to have the hunger for God. And when the hunger for God comes alive in us, we begin to hate sins. Because sins will no longer have a vacant place or space in our lives. You know, about the tabernacle and the court, the description was that any man that goes into the inner court, we have a shame. bound upon the legs and hands, so that in case he fall dead, he will be drawn out. Because it's the place that must be kept holy. It's a place where the presence of God is seated upon. Time will not permit us to go to that spirit, the spirit of that seven spirit. In the book of Revelation 1:4, the Bible says, "John to the church, to the seven church which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come, and from the seven spirit." You will see there is a capital letter spirit, which are before the throne. Before the throne. And the Bible says in Exodus 25 verse 26, "There I will meet with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, and I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment." So there are places that we must long for in order to hear God. And I tag this as the evidence of salvation. That's the evidence of true salvation. Spiritual hunger, spiritual discipline, in prayer, in fasting, in consecration. The Lord showed me a revelation of when I was yet to be born. A revelation of 60 years ago, when my mom was very young. She was born into a royal family. And then the father was a lecturer. He didn't want to do anything that has to do with tribe or what's it called, deity stuff. So he was an evangelist in Canada and a lecturer. But you know, the power of darkness is so powerful. They make him come home with just a suitcase. That was the story, right? My mom said the story. He came home. Because it must be the king. And then there is a specific thing that happened around my mom and the other ones. Whenever he's on the throne, what usually happened when my mom is called and all others is called? And when I said it, my mom said, "How did you know this?" I said, "I saw it in vision." That is the God we serve. Who is, who was, and who is to come? The seven spirit of God. So we must go above negativity, above age, above sin, above those issues of heart, and say, "God, here I am, flush me, search me through and through, so that I can be in that place where we hear from you." That's why it is very wonderful that when you have relationship with God, it feeds you with information that prophets cannot even tell you. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. You know, one thing that I know, that it will take only people who are true children of God to know and believe, is the story of how I met my wife again. It was purely spiritual by the hand of God. I called a friend. I had a dream in the afternoon. That house, I still show it to my children that I live there. And then the Lord spoke to me that I should call my friend and tell her that she would be coming to look for me. That was after when I left Nigeria. A year after I left also. And then I didn't say she will come. I said she will come tomorrow. Because that is how I heard it in that vision, revelation. It's like a short chance. And I sent it to my friend. And my friend just said, okay, I've heard it. And I have to talk quickly, because in those days, Turkish Turkcell is 3 minutes to Nigeria, to Africa. 3 minutes, the unit, you just hear Abonnet. Bam. But these days we have, so many things has changed. So I quickly have to talk and communicate it. And you know, the day that the Lord said, the Lord had directed my wife from the youth, one of the youth brother in the church, that you need to, I feel that you need to see someone that you've been a friend with before. And then it happened to be the tomorrow God said. And when my friend saw him, my friend said, have you both spoken before? That's the power of true salvation. You know, the easiest way to win soul for God is that your eyes is open. Especially if it's a difficult terrain. And I tell you, this environment is open for it. By the grace of God, we pray for hundreds of Cypriot and Turkish. Once you have a word to give to them, and it becomes true. I told you when somebody took me to the head of the ship police here. And then, you know, that office was so big. When I entered, immediately they asked me to sit down. The Lord opened my eyes. I said, thank you, Jesus. Because I have something to say. I will not be ordinary. Because when you have what the Lord alone can give, that nobody, that fellow has not displayed outside or make known, you are not ordinary. You are working in the extraordinary. And I said to him, what God showed to me. And the man by the side said, he's a pastor. And he said, okay, it's true. It's true what I said. He only needed more. He wants to have more promotion. But he said it's true. So this gift is a gift that we should give for salvation of our soul. It must be in the realm of the abode. A realm that we cannot pocket Jesus. My university, if they cannot retain me because I have Jesus, then I leave this place. They know. I was caught in a village. Brothers, I don't know if he's here today. With brothers and co and sister Nina is here, she can testify. When we're witnessing Jesus, police called and then they took us. And the school asked me, and they said, we are forcing them to know the gospel. I said, no, I was sharing my testimony. Exactly the same word I said. And then they look at me this way and said, it's like this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And that was the last time I tutored him as a graduate teaching assistant that year, 7 years ago. But I heard the voice of God, and I told my wife, I said, they will call back. And when they will call, they acknowledge the power of God. They acknowledge that this one is for Jesus. Let's leave him alone. And that opened doors in offices to pray for people. And you cannot know. I will come out like a lecturer, but I've gone to this, you know, to display the aura, the fragrance of the Spirit of God. And that's what God wants for our life. Somebody called me yesterday night around 2:12. He said, Brother Samson, I just want to thank God for your life. I want to say exactly what he said. He said, I've had people say this, that, we want to be this, we want to be like Brother Samson, we want to have PhD, we want to. You will know that there are people who are modeling us by the grace of God, but we don't know. And this brother said, but that, can they pay the price? And I look at it, I said, price is endless. There are more price to pay. There are price God wants us to pay. And that will take us to the series next week, Sacrificial Life. And this secret will open your eyes permanently. If Jesus tarries, I need you to be here next week. I know this is summer, quite a lot of us have traveled. More than half of us are working. But you that are here, you can have that light in this summer. Before the resumption in October, your life will have changed before others joined. So I want us to be here to eat at the table, spiritual table of God. About what, because true repentance is not just a kind of religious life. The fact that is in the word and you love to quote the word does not make it the word of God. Because this word of God is for spiritualists, is for herbalists, is for witches, is for wizards, is for all kind of dirty spirit, isn't it? Haven't you heard about Son of Sceva? Haven't you heard about that woman that said to Paul, that I know you have come to us in the name of Jesus, and begin to teach Paul. So a man can decide to take any portion of it and use it. But there is something about true salvation. It takes you to the realm of the spirit of the truth. And that's where your spirit comes alive and receive. Because you will shift from your current position to a position that is above you. And that's where signs and wonders happen. We're closing. May the Lord open our eyes deeper. Thank you, Father. I see someone among us here. The Lord told me to tell you that be encouraged, that the word is coming to you in bits. But he said, seek me in the depths, that I will not only make known to your environment that my hand is upon you, but to nations. To nations. And some people will say, is it everybody that will be known in nations? If you understand what it is, you begin to pray and say, Father, make me a seed of nation. Your family is your nation. Your children is your nation. The seed that comes out of you is your nation. The company that you are leading is your nation. The career that you are in is your nation. Everything you can think of is your nation. Proper system. But those people could not kill him. He persisted to the extent that when he got to Rome, read the book of Acts chapter 27 and 28. When he got to Rome, you know, before Rome, chapter 26, the Bible said they got to Malta. And as they were lowered down, the people in Malta were so nice, accommodating, they welcomed them. But before they know it, a snake fastened on the hand of Paul. And they begin to say in their heart, they said, this one must be an enemy of God. And the Bible did not say these people are not Christian. To be good does not make you to be a child of God. I marvel when people say, but he's nice. It's not being nice that makes you to be a child of God, to have a true salvation. You can be nice. Because these people were nice, but they couldn't still discern that this is a man of God. And the Bible said he shook the snake off into the fire. And the snake burned away. And they were waiting for Paul to die, to swell and die. But they just waited for so long. Every power that is bent in disgracing you and me, by the power of the Holy Spirit, they will wait for so long in the name of Jesus. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you want your enemy to fasten on you and they get you. Stand to your feet. I said, by the power of the Holy Spirit, every enemy that has been determined, even swore by God, that until they get you now, in the name that is above every other name, you will see their downfall in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It takes God to take the rulership of our life in order for us to be in the present where we can have a true salvation. Let's worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you are there, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to say, God, I want to experience this true salvation. I've been a Christian. I've been this tight. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there is someone, He said, I brought you to give you my giving spirit to appear to you as a light. He said, but do not go back to the mortar, to the worship of man, to the doctrine of man. But if you will remain in my spirit, He says, I will give you and satisfy you with a long life. The thing that gives life much more is the spirit of truth in the place of salvation that is genuine, that is without reservation, without this is my culture. May our culture bend for the culture of heaven in the name of Jesus. I said, may all doctrine of man. Let me tell you, doctrine can be good to guide into the will of the Father, but it's not the Father. I said by the power of the Holy Spirit that the genuine salvation, true salvation, genuine power of God in doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ, destroy every doctrine of man in the name of Jesus. Because the thing that does not make the life of a man to change, after when the word of God comes, even in fire, is when there is a show that is seated, like what I've said, in doctrine. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering all over this place. Just lift up your hand. Let the living water flow by my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come. I feel the power. I feel the power, the presence of God. Just lift up your hands, close your eyes, move on to heaven. Move on to God. He's worthy. He wants to heal. He wants to heal here today. How can he use me? How can I have his spirit? The Lord said, I will surprise him. He said, I will make my spirit to dwell and put you in a vision of night. And he said, after this, I will draw you to myself. But it is in your will and power to say yes forever. That's the word of God for you now, brother. The Lord says, speak, hear it. And I receive it for the church in the name of Jesus. The spirit of this sermon to know when God said, go, do not go, do, and all receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Speak to him now. Tell him what you want. Speak to Jesus. Let your eyes be closed. Speak to him and say, Father, lead me in your will. Lead me in your will, Father. and pray as the Lord will pray to you. Seek Him. Ask Him for what you want Him to do for you. Ask Him. Ask Him. You are my healer. You are my helper. Jesus, you are the I lift up. Jesus, you are I lift up. Jesus, thank you. I will lift up Jesus, the name of Jesus, and I will draw all men close to me. I will draw men close to me so that their salvation can be permanent. And that's what God wants to do, and that's why He's holding us. If you are the front, just lift up your hand. He's going to touch you. He's going to touch you. He's going to touch you. Can you be in the Spirit? Can you be in the Spirit and draw normally, please? Lift up your hand, those who are the front. Let's sing, you are highly lifted up. Father, heal. Heal, Lord, there are many, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord, Father, heal. By the power of your Holy Spirit. Pass it. Ready? I said, Father. let your power of healing come upon me. I want to stand on this altar and testify. Every time, pass the favor. Sing your heart. Pass it on. Heaven's prayer and say, Father, I pray that you are healing. And I pray that you are healing me. I believe that you are healing me. Thank you, Father. You are my helper. You are my healer. I want you to know, and the Lord said it's going to help your faith. There will be a testimony, and you need to return the glory to God. And for every one of us that are in need in one way or the other, I ask that the touch of God will come upon you. In the name of Jesus, it shall come expressively. It shall express itself right from this moment in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord said, some have perfected the work. Clap for Jesus. If you believe that you are healed, if you believe that the Lord has touched you, clap for him. Please return to your seat. God bless you. God bless you. You are Lord, that it may be said of you that you live in true salvation. Everything that you have done here today, I speak manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you because they are sealed in your precious blood. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Let's clap for Jesus. We may be patient while we take our offering, and then we are going today very shortly.
Package of offering and your tithe. If you have your tithe, quickly come forward. Let's pray together. And if you have your offering there, you can also pray on it and appreciate God for the privilege to give before you give your offerings to God. If you have your tithe.